Great good afternoon, everyone. It is Monday, May 17th, 2021. This is the Bob Cadaro Show, and I am he. We are broadcasting from the United States of America, land of the brave, home of the free, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, and the only home of total economic freedom, if we can hang on to it. Our show is convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. It is Monday. It is beautiful out. I'm a little under the weather today for some reason, but I'll try not to let that interfere with anything. Great news today. Lou Barletta announced via a video released on YouTube that he is running for governor of Pennsylvania. I'm just so happy to hear that. I'm just so thrilled to hear that. So, and by the way, without any further ado, but without any further ado, let's bring on the aforementioned Lou Barletta, candidate for governor of Pennsylvania. Lou, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Boy, you made my day with that, seeing that video. You made my day. Actually, you could make everybody's, like, 5 years by doing what you're doing.
Well, you know, it's not easy, you know, coming to the decision like this, as you know, Bob.
No.
It's a huge commitment. But you know, I just couldn't sit on the sidelines any longer and watch it. I felt like I had to do it. You know, I say it and I mean it. I had 14 great reasons to run for governor, and that's 4 daughters and 10 grandkids. So I can't sit by and watch what's happening to our Commonwealth. You know, maybe I can't fix the country, but we can certainly take care of our own affairs here in Pennsylvania.
And a big difference, and there's ballot questions. Oh, tell me, now that you're running for governor, and we actually have a chance to get a good governor with Lou Barletta, there are 2 ballot questions that I've been recommending people vote yes, and they would both limit the governor's emergency declarations to 21 days from 90. Tell me what your thoughts are on those.
Absolutely. You know, being a mayor for as long as I have, Bob, and being in Congress, when you enter public service, you are a servant. You're not a dictator. You're a servant. And I get that, and I understand that, and that's another reason that you know, I felt I had to do this. We got to return the power back to the people. That's whose government this is. And somehow this thing got upside down where people in Washington and governors around the country think that somehow, you know, people work for them. And you know, we watched the power of this governor here in Pennsylvania literally crush small businesses. And when you say small business, that's a kind word. But you know what that is? That's families. That's people. We watched their livelihoods literally stamped on. He had the boot on their neck of these businesses, many of which won't open again. Then, if that wasn't enough, then he takes COVID-positive patients and puts them in nursing homes where the most vulnerable were. And we watched 50% of our COVID deaths come from nursing homes. And then our school kids having a year of their education literally stolen from them. I mean, this is not a dictatorship. You know, this is, and I'm glad for those questions, and everybody should vote yes.
We're talking with Lou Barletta, who has announced today via a video on YouTube that he is running for governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Lou is a former congressman and former mayor, a former businessman before that, and as he stresses, the family man with 4 kids and 10 grandchildren. By the way, congratulations on the grandchildren. I have one and I'm exhausted.
Well, times that by 10, and imagine.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I need to get out on a campaign trail, Bob, so I can catch my breath.
Oh, please, I'll tell you what, take those kids with you.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Best asset.
So, Lou, and everything's changed. All the political landscape it's continually changing and evolving. Your primary announcement was done by video, and I urge the listeners to go on YouTube and look up Lou Barletta and his announcement for governor. It really is a good film, and you mentioned the nursing home situation. You talked really tough in the video about Governor Wolf's horrid response to the COVID as it relates to nursing homes.
Yeah, and you know, maybe that wasn't even tough enough when you look at what happened there. I mean, we knew from the beginning that the elderly, senior citizens, were going to be the most vulnerable, and Governor Wolf literally allowed COVID positive patients to go into those nursing homes. That was like taking a match and sticking it in a gas can and, you know, acting surprised at what was going to happen. But, you know, to add, you know, more insult to this whole thing is then his health secretary takes her own grandmother out of the nursing home.
And they said that was okay. And they thought they actually defended that, Lou. It was remarkable.
Yeah, so I don't think my words could have been harsher, Bob. I mean, these were people's parents, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandparents. You know, that happened. 50% of our deaths. You know, it's a higher percentage of deaths in nursing homes in Pennsylvania than Governor Cuomo in New York or Whitmer in Michigan or Murphy in New Jersey. But somehow, Governor Wolf, you know, he's gotten a pass on that. The percentage in Pennsylvania of deaths are higher than those three states. And wow. People should be alarmed at the direction we're going.
And that's saying a lot. That the death tolls in those states is horrifying, and for Pennsylvania to be worse than that, you're right, you should hit him hard. Now, tell me, Lou, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Lou Barletta. He has announced today that he is going to be running for governor. This election is next year, am I correct, Lou?
That's right.
And next year, a primary contest. I mean, you're out first. You're the first to announce. You're going for it. Amongst the people that I saw looking to run for governor, I didn't see anyone with executive experience. I didn't see anyone and business experience, as well as national experience as a congressman. So, I mean, certainly on the resume side, you've done enough to come home and take care of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, especially, you know, being a mayor, I don't know if there's a better test for anyone if you want to be governor, because you're actually governing on a day-to-day basis, just on a much wider scale as a governor than a mayor. But if you remember back during that time, those 10 years, I dealt with some very difficult issues, and I was tested as to what I would do. I'm proud to say that I stood up for the people here in Hazleton, stood up against the national media that, when I took on the problem that we were having here with illegal immigration, and immediately you're called racist and terrible names, and most politicians would run and hide at that point, but I didn't. And, you know, if you look back now, I mean, how many years later, and we see the problem at the border, we see the problem that illegal immigration has caused around the country, I was the first to stand up and say, listen, this is wrong. You know, we want to welcome immigrants, and it's unfair to legal immigrants, those that came, to allow illegal immigration. And if you want to stand up for American workers, then you can't say it's okay to have an open border and allow people to come in. So, you know, I was tested during that time, and I'm proud of that, and I think I'm ready, Bob. I see the problems of our in our Commonwealth, and I feel that I'm the one that will fix them.
I echo that. Lou Barletta is ready. Everything he's done leads to this stage, and Lou, you mentioned it critically. Right now, you saw the same thing we're seeing now, not as bad, but pretty bad when you focused on your city. And local officials are saying, if the federal government won't act, we will. That's all you said. People turned it into something that was perverse. And no, you said, look, you're not doing your job, federal government. We've got to step in and do it for you for the sake of our city.
That's right. I mean, if you're going to represent people, then by God, represent them. And don't be afraid and don't worry about your political career or the names that you're going to be called. And I didn't have a large staff of lawyers to defend me, but I said I would fight this all the way to the Supreme Court because I did see the problems that it created. I saw kids being enticed into gangs. You know, I saw, you know, exactly what was happening and the problems, the human trafficking. And nobody wanted to stand with me at that time. And look what we have now. So, I mean, as a governor, Bob, you're going to get somebody who's going to really stand up for the people that he represents and understand that I am their servant. I'm not their dictator. And you know, the assault that we're seeing on our coal and our natural gas and all the opportunities that we have here in Pennsylvania, we're going to unleash those God-given resources that we have and create good jobs and attract manufacturing back here and be a friend of business because business employs people. And that's what we're going to do.
All right, Lou, can you hang with us for a few minutes during this commercial break?
Sure.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break. We're talking with Lou Barletta, our former congressman, our former mayor of Hazleton, who has announced that he is running for governor of Pennsylvania next year. I wasn't feeling well, and now I feel great. And I'll tell you what, our texts are exploding, Lou. Not many mention their names, but here's a typical one. That is great news, Bob. Tell Lou he's got my vote. Matt from Montrose. Bob Cadaro with you. Lou Barletta is our guest. The texts we are receiving are any indication. Go, Lou. I will wear your sign around my neck. I worked Lou's campaign for, and I'll ask him about this. I worked Lou's campaign for Congress twice, and I want to help him now. How can I? Go, Lou, from Bonomo Trucking. Superlative news. Go, Lou, go. Gary from Hazleton. So happy to hear Lou run. Finally, someone for the people and not an agenda from Kelly. A lot of excitement. And please tell Mr. Barletta that is the best news I've heard in a long time. Good luck to Lou in next year's election, Elaine in Scranton. Lou, there's a lot of enthusiasm, and I'll tell you what, it's not just because of what you've done as a public official. It's what you've done, it's who you are. It just gives people, separate and apart from issues, a lot of enthusiasm. You've got a great story. You've got a great commitment to the people. You're real. People can sense that when they see you, hear you. I think you've got a leg up on any other candidate, without a doubt.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, raising four daughters can keep you very humble and turn you into a great listener.
Well, you were married, too. I mean, don't forget about her. Don't forget about your wife.
That's for sure. Whenever you think your head is getting too big, you just go home and realize. But no, the truth is, you know, if you want to get into public service, then you have to be real. You are who you are, and it's one thing is I'm more uncomfortable around politicians than I am around people, and I like being around people. I like listening to them, and you know, I always pray that, you know, if I can do good, that God put me where I'm needed, and always remember that why you're doing it. You're doing it to try to help people, and I think the best thing to do is try to bring people together. I mean, I was a mayor of a town that was heavily Democrat, and I won three times by bigger margins every time, because it didn't matter to me if you're going to serve and you're willing to work together. Your registration shouldn't matter as long as you're going to put the people first.
Lou, let's talk sort of the nitty gritty of this. You will have some Republican opponents for the nomination. Senator Mastriano is one. I'm sure I've heard he is friendly with Rudy Giuliani and some others. But tell me how you see the primary landscape for Lou Barletta specifically.
Well, you know, my 2018 run, I think, is really sets the stage for the 2022 election, because if anybody has not, and I was the only one of the names so far that's been mentioned has actually run statewide, you don't realize how big Pennsylvania is until you try to do it and get around. And without statewide name ID, it could cost you know, some of the other contenders up to $10 million just to get their name where mine is known across Pennsylvania. So, you know, that I think is a big advantage for me. The fact that I'm not in Congress right now. So, you know, I'm out campaigning. In fact, tomorrow starts a 10-day statewide tour. I'm going to be able to be out with the people every day. And people know me. They know who I am. I have a record. I have a history. And, you know, the fact that it's going to take a lot of money to run for this office, no doubt. And I do have some national name ID, as well as donors who have been able to contribute and help me in the past. So I think when you put all that together, and I feel very good. I think I have the experience as a business owner, as a mayor, you know, and success at each level. Bob, I was named Pennsylvania Mayor of the Year by my peers, and that's the part that I'm proud of. It was by my peers who recognized the work I did here in Pennsylvania. When I was in Congress, I'm very proud of the fact that I was named Legislator of the Near Year in the entire House for saving the after-school programs. They were literally going to defund after-school programs, which I thought would have been a disaster. You know, if we want to keep kids out of gangs and we want to keep kids out of trouble, let's keep them in school. And you know, these after-school programs, especially the one that Senator John Yudichek and I brought to Luzerne County, the SHINE program, literally is changing the lives of children. And they're the things that I'm really proud of, and the things that I think I can do across Pennsylvania for the people that live here. And I want people to be able to come to Pennsylvania and move here, not move out.
We're talking with Lou Barletta. He has announced today his candidacy for governor of the state of Pennsylvania. Of course, first in the Republican primary. Lou, one of the things you touched on is it's a big state. Now, national issues such as immigration are coming into state races, big time. Defunding of the police that so many Democrats seem to support, or even when they don't support it, they seem to support it. We touched on immigration, but crime and punishment, all of these things are coming into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and are affecting us. This massive spending of the Biden administration. You know, from running for Senate, how to spread your message throughout the Commonwealth, but it is a daunting task, is it not?
It sure is. And, you know, the other advantage, Bob, in talking about doing this is that nobody has to wonder what I'll do tomorrow. Just look at what I did yesterday. Many politicians on a campaign, as we saw Joe Biden, will promise all these things they're going to do, and then they get in and they do the complete opposite. I have a record. I mean, the problem at the border doesn't stay at the border, and I knew that a long time ago. They end up in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, California, and then local taxpayers are stuck with trying to fix it and pay for it. You know, the same thing with, you know, my record backing law enforcement has been incredible. And so you know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm going to back law enforcement because I did it yesterday. So I'm not making campaign promises. I'm just talking about things I've already done, and I want to do it for the entire Commonwealth. So those national issues that affect us, you know, I don't have to campaign on them. People just look at my record and see what I've done, and you'll know what I'm going to do.
What do you see, Lou, as the most important issues that we confront that you can address as governor?
Well, one of the things, you know, besides unleashing the natural resources that we have, because what an opportunity we have for jobs, not only the direct jobs in those industries, in the coal and natural gas industries, but to attract manufacturing here. You know, we have everything we need here in Pennsylvania. We have the highway system. We have water, which is critical for attracting manufacturing jobs. We have energy. We just need to become a state that actually welcomes businesses back in. I've been talking a lot about rare earth minerals. something that nobody really has mentioned here, but these are rare minerals, Bob, that we need for our missile defense system, for our computers, our cell phones, our TVs. America buys 100% of these minerals from China. We found these minerals exist in our anthracite coal piles. China sells 80% to the entire world. If we can explore and invest in rare earth minerals, we can attract those jobs right here and be a supplier to the world. They're the kind of out-of-the-box and big-box ideas that I think we need to bring in the governor's office as what can we do for Pennsylvania. So I'm excited about it. If anybody that wants to help can go on to loubarletta.com. It's going to take all of us to change the direction of Pennsylvania. I'll just be the messenger for the people. And it's going to be a long road, but I feel really good. I feel I'm the most qualified and I'm ready.
Lou, by the way, I don't want to continue on because you did fulfill the point. I've been talking about rare earth minerals top to bottom and how the red Chinese, control that market and how dangerous it is to all the underpinnings of our economy. I'm so happy that you're grasping and are into those kinds of issues for the economy of Pennsylvania and the country as a whole. We need your candidacy. I'm excited about it. I can tell our audiences as well. I wish you best of luck. Godspeed on the trail. Anytime you want to get your message out to this audience in Northeast Pennsylvania, you call us. We're there.
Bob, thank you. There's so many, if I can just say one more thing.
Please.
There's so many issues that really affect us and where we go as a state. You know, one thing that won't happen when I'm governor, there'll be no critical race theory being taught to our children. We're not going to teach our children how to hate, and we're not going to have cities becoming sanctuary cities, attracting people and then protecting them. These are issues that matter to our lives and our kids' lives. And when I said that there's 14 good reasons, now you can understand why I'm saying that. You know, I worry about what Pennsylvania will be for my daughters and my 10 grandchildren, and I'm willing to put in the time and the effort so that they have a good life, as good as we had it, Bob. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thanks for giving me this chance to talk.
Fantastic. Lou Barletta announcing his candidacy for governor of Pennsylvania this day, Monday, May 17th, 2021. Very exciting.